Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I had a neighbor years ago at that first place I lived on Capitol Hill, and she did it to me with that Kirby vacuum.
How did she get you? Like, it's not like to say, hey, come over, I'm going to show you my Kirby vacuum.
No, you know, and I should have known better, because I did door-to-door sales. Like, I'm working at this new place. I just got to get, like, 8 people to do the demo for.
Okay.
But I asked her something specific, and she was like, no. And then she showed up with that vacuum, and frankly, I was just, it's like, I was friends with her and her boyfriend, and yeah. I was pissed.
Yes.
Kind of rude, and it kind of ruined, like, they lived down the hall, and it just, we never really hung out again, because I was just like,
that's basically what I was, that's
and she was like mad at me, and I'm like, no, you're using friendship to try to sell me something. I had asked you, like, this isn't a sales pitch. No. And I just, you know me, finally, I just like, just stop. I'm not buying it.
Well,
get out of my apartment.
But my thing was like, what is real? Like, I thought we were friends. You know, what is,
it's Amway real.
Yeah.
Is Amway still around?
They have a different name now.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they try to shake that and basically do the same thing.
So same thing, different name.
Different pyramid, different name for the pyramid.
No, they still got Amway.
Do they?
Did they go back
to their original name?
Website and everything.
Okay.
Start now, your own business.
I will say real quick, on the other end, my sister-in-law used to sell that Pampered Chef stuff.
Dude, that was different because
some
you
of those
actually
products
wanted
were
it.
Awesome. That cooking stone was great.
I worked with someone when I was in restaurants. So have you heard of Pampered Chef? I've not heard of Pampered Chef. Hey, just come by. And she even told me, basically, I'm going to try to sell you crap. And I was like, all right. But a bunch of us were going. Plus, she was cool, drank a lot, smoked weed, whatever. But, like, let's see what we rolled out of there with a bunch of crap. Because it is stuff you would actually use.
Correct.
You know, and that's all anyone asks, man. It's very unlikely that someone just needs a vacuum cleaner in the moment that you show up. Right?
Right.
But if you're like, look, man, you just need a new pizza cutter because the other one's getting a little rickety. Like, what? Just buy it here. Why not? Great Tupperware stuff, whatever the hell it was. You're like, cool.
Right. That's why, like,
a nice
I know,
vegetable
and she
peeler.
Was trying to make extra money, right? Both kids were in school. They're educators. But, like, I was always like, yeah, but we're using her stuff, so it doesn't feel like a trap.
That's the difference.
Have you guys ever been in a relationship with someone who you were worried about their actions?
How so?
Well, if they would harm you
yes.
or harm someone else or... Being in one of those situations where there was just an element of the unknown, where there bad things could have happened.
For sure. And that's part of the reason I decided to break it off. And it turns out I was right. It did not hurt me. Almost hurt herself. But basically stalked me for like 4 months after that. And it was freaking, like, I would be at work, man. And I'm in the kitchen. And it's not like the crazy person says, hey, I'm badass crazy. And I want to find this guy. They just said, hey, is he working today? I really need to talk to him. So to do me a solid, to run, hey, so-and-so's here, just says they need to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then your coworker realizes in that moment, like, I probably should not have done that. But I will go out to deal with her because if I didn't, she would stick around. But she was one of those people where she wouldn't just stick around and wait. She would stick around and make a scene. And it's just so exhausting when you kind of have to go out there and say – you know, you go outside and just say, like, the only reason I'm talking to you is because I know what your response is going to be. And, like, this is getting old. And you really try to take the high road at first. But when someone's a lunatic, like, it doesn't work.
Right.
Right. And it, like I said, this went on for a while. Then something mildly tragic happened to her. I got wind of this. Just did a quick cursory check on them. I did not hate them. I do not want them to die. But they put themselves in a position where... you don't know if they're suicidal or if they're reckless, right?
Correct.
But it was kind of at that point. And even then, I was irritated, but like, all right, well, I'm going to check on this person. They weren't exactly suicidal, but I don't think they had a zest for life. It's probably the best way to put it. But eventually convinced this person to get some help. And that is the last time that I spoke with them. Because even months after that, I would get, hey, have you heard from so-and-so? I'm like, I have not. And I don't want to. I wish the best for them. I do not know what the outcome of the treatment was. I do not know if they're alive or dead. I don't even know now. I haven't even Googled. I feel like if I were to Google, somehow this person would just poof, you know, show.
Like they know you're Googling them.
That's what I mean. It's like looking in the mirror and saying, Candyman. Like, look, man, don't even ask me about this person because it was a stressful form. I'm dating a chick. I'm at work, and this chick calls me at work. And I generally speaking, with the exception of my kids, please don't call me at work. I'm at work, right? Anything can wait. But my girlfriend at the time was like, she is outside of my home across the street. And I'm like, oh, my God. Right?
Yeah.
But it was just constant, man. Like, my buddies at their jobs, like, she's around. She has nothing to do with any of our jobs. She has nothing to do with my current girlfriend. She had nothing to do with my buddy's girlfriends, but everyone would spot her. And it's not like she was subtle. I mean, like, apparently, as the one girlfriend put it, I'm like, well, where is she? She's like, she's across the street. And I'm like, is she at, like, a friend's house? She's like, and keep in mind, this is city streets, street, parallel park, and these are all row homes. She's like, she's standing across the street staring at my place. I'm like, well, how long has she been there? She's like, it's been about 30 minutes. I'm like, have you said anything? She's like, I'm not dealing with that. There's something about that says death awaits you. And also then, and I'm like, look, I'll handle it. And she's like, well, are you going to reach out to her? I'm like, I don't need to. She's stalking me.
Right. It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I promise you, within the next 24
hours...
So,
did you never address it? She just kind of went away?
I addressed several of those things with her about, like, look, if you got a problem with me or whatever's going on in your brain, then you need to come to me. You cannot involve other people. She never bothered my family, which was good, but I may have had a caveat on that. If I find out that you're around my family, like, things are going to be bad for you. But stay away from my friends. If you have an issue with me or whatever it is you need to talk about, then stalk me. And she did. But it's one of those, you realize it's endless. You know, we're having the same conversation over and over.
So what, was it you, like, moving or getting another job? Like, what was the way that she stopped doing this?
When I found out something mildly tragic had happened and got her to get treatment.
Okay.
So at that point, you know, someone takes her away, so I'm off the hook. But honestly, you're still not even comfortable because, like, I don't know how long the treatment was. I don't know exactly what they're treating her for because there's 8 million different things going on up there, right? But I'm like, when she's done with this treatment... I spent about 6 months waiting to just see her again. You know, that's the thing.
Is that why you moved to New Orleans?
That was part of the reason I moved to New Orleans, man.
Okay. I was going to ask.
God, that is part of the reason. I got to go because
that's a Terminator. That's a lot.
It won't. The only thing you could do is kill this thing, and obviously, I'm not going to kill anyone. So it's like, look, legally, I can't kill you, but as long as you're alive, you keep following me everywhere, and it's weird, man. And like I said, I can deal with it to a degree because eventually I'm going to snap. But you're accosting my friends. You have accosted my girlfriend. And it's like, look, man, I need to go for me. You know, just because I'm going to lose my ass. Because this is ridiculous, right? Mm-hmm. This all the time, every day. I mean, for months, man. That's right, ladies. I'm a catch.
Yeah. Well, apparently some magical weenus.
I guess, but somehow it's not flattering.
It's standing outside.
Dude, I found standing outside staring at the
across house. The street. I found this out the hard way. You know, there's a town in PA called Lewisburg,
yeah,
Pennsylvania, right? Bucknell University's there, but there's a very famous giant federal penitentiary.
Okay.
So I'm doing door-to-door sales in this neighborhood. I had sold this woman something, go around the neighborhood. It's like 2 hours later. I'm standing out there waiting for my ride to pick me up. She's on her porch getting her mail. I just give her a wave. 2 seconds later, dude pulls up. Obviously, this neighborhood is all the dudes that work at this penitentiary or are state cops.
Yeah.
And he is pissed. What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, get my truck. We go back to his house, and he's like, so let me get this straight. You're just selling stuff? I go, yeah. He goes, you sold her one? I go, yeah. And he goes... All right, yeah, that makes more sense. She just called, so there's a dude waving at her from across the street.
Jesus.
Worked out well. Guy ended up buying one off me, too.
Yeah. Are you serious?
But then he felt bad. Because he didn't arrest
me. Was this a coupon book?
Yeah. For, like, Domino's Pizza.
Sure, why not?
But, like, there's snow on the ground. It's terrible. I mean, I'm just standing out there. So I just wave, thinking this will calm her down.
Yeah.
Not thinking it's dark. She thinks she's about to get murdered.
Yeah.
No. Oops.
Yeah, so I get what your ex, the girl you were dating with, who was like, she's standing out there just staring at me.
No one was comfortable.
When it comes to relationships, personal job, or family, when did you know it was time to go? 206-803-ROCK.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.